Obgonas.
Okay, let me get straight to it. We are frustrated after the results on Saturday. Newcastle dealing us a reality check with that 1-0 defeat. And to be honest, we didn't look like title challengers out there. The defense held up reasonably well, but once again, our attack fell flat when it mattered most. The midfield dynamic was off, with Rice doing his usual workhorse job, but we still lacked the creativity and precision to break down a well-organized Newcastle side. Saka seemed isolated on the right, and while he tried to make things happen, it was clear that Newcastle had done their homework. As for Havertz, the big question is, how much patience can fans realistically have? He has shown glimpses of quality, but we need consistency, especially with the investment Arsenal made to bring him in. The goal drought is painful, and it's not just on Havertz. So, Trossard, I'm looking at you. I'm seriously eyeing you. The entire forward line needs a serious shake-up if we're going to stay in the race. Martinelli, you too. My eyes are on you. Next up is Chelsea, so it's time to regroup, find our rhythm, and remember why we are title contenders. Are Arsenal fans losing patience with the boss? Mikel Arteta did come in with a promising start, especially when he delivered FA Cup early on. But as seasons passed, we've gotten a taste of improvement only to be let down when it mattered. The recent dip in form, the experimentation with players like Kai Havertz, and the tactical shifts that some argue are confusing and ineffective have piled on the pressure. Some fans are expecting big results. After all, the club has spent heavily on players and Arteta has been given ample time to build his vision. There's a sense that with all the resources being spent, not enough is being maximized. In other words, we are not winning titles yet, and it's it's not looking as good as when we thought it would. And with rivals like Man City and Liverpool keeping pace at the top, Arsenal seems to be falling short when we should be leading the charge. Then there's the squad management angle. Decisions like sticking with certain players, benching or rotating others, and the perceived underuse of young talent have sparked debate. Add to that a few decent underwhelming performances, like Saturday's game against Newcastle, and it's easy to see why some supporters are restless. While the hashtag Arteta out crowd might be growing, it's also true that many of us still back him. I'm still very pro Arteta. This is a long-term project build, and I do know it hurts right now that we're not doing the kind of things we expected to do, especially when some teams are having short-term coaches achieving results. But the man has to start delivering silverware consistently, Mikel, please. Or he might soon find himself out of excuses and potentially out of time at Arsenal. Well, let's hope that Mikel finds a way to turn things around, the boys pick up pace, because this could be a make-or-break season for him and the team. Despite the setbacks, Gary Neville still sees a glimmer of hope for Arsenal. He mentioned in his podcast that this might be the wake-up call the team needs. He argues that both Liverpool and Manchester City are not quite the unstoppable forces they were in their prime, making this a pivotal moment for Arsenal. But Arsenal really cannot afford to drop any more points. With two losses and three draws already racked up, every game from now until the new year feels like a must-win. With the right mindset and a solid run of form, Arsenal could still mount a serious challenge. Ian Wright is quite worried about Arsenal's recent performance. Baba celebrated 61, on Sunday. And especially, of course, after our 1-0 loss to Newcastle, he's worried, he's concerned, and believes that the team really misses Martin Odegaard, saying his absence is a big reason for the lack of creativity in the midfield. Ian also pointed out that the team played slowly and predictably. I don't know if you noticed it, but I did too, which made it easy for Newcastle to defend against them. He highlighted that Arsenal only managed one shot on target in this game. We saw the analytics. It was woeful, just like they did in the Bournemouth match. that's another match we lost as well. Now, Ian has expressed his disappointment. He says it was a very poor performance from a team that are supposed to be title contenders. He's thinking it's time for manager Mikel Arteta to seriously consider what's going wrong with the squad. Is it time to bring in a therapist? Ian's main message is that Arsenal needs to find a way to perform better, especially with important games coming up against Inter Milan this week and then Chelsea over the weekend. And he's urging both the players and coaching staff to step up and improve their game if they want to stay competitive in the title race. Overall, he's calling for a more energetic and creative approach from the team. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners! Yeah!